President Higgins has released a statement this lunchtime on the report of the Independent Review Group into the Defence Forces. The government has confirmed it will implement all the recommendations of the review group, including that which called for a statutory inquiry. President Higgins is the Supreme Commander of the Defence Forces. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has been taking a look at what he's had to say. So what does the President say, Paul, in this statement?
Well, it's a very strong statement, Brian, just issued in the past 20 minutes, and as you say, in his capacity as head of the Defence Forces. The first thing he does is he praises what he calls the bravest of the brave for coming forward and proving that these were not random occurrences, but instead it was part of a systemic problem of bullying, harassment, discrimination and sexual harassment within the Defence Forces. And he goes on to say that there can be no continuation of any of this deeply unacceptable, indeed criminal behaviour. So he's not pulling any of his punches there. He welcomed the government's acceptance of the recommendations during the week, but he added pointedly that the public will now expect that these recommendations will be implemented in full and without delay. And clearly that's going to be a complicated issue for the government to try and pull forward. He does go on to say that this is important because the problems, as the review found, that they're ongoing. Two other quick points. One in which he talks about the pride that the Irish public have in the 60 years of UN peacekeeping by members of the Defence Forces and how this is a precious resource. He also reaches out saying that he knows many young people are considering a career in the Defence Forces and he hopes that they on their very first day will be treated with dignity and respect. And he says he appreciates this does not happen at the present time but is being defeated by what is now empirically established a systemic failure and a non-inclusive structure. And he goes on to say that it is everyone's interests that this problem is eradicated as quickly as possible. Very strong words and also some quite political remarks from the President of Ireland.
Paul Cunningham, political correspondent, thank you for that. Back with more after this short break.